In this video, I'm going to teach you how to increase the number of leads that you're going to get in this month. So you have to understand these four things, which is who, where, what, and how. So who is about your target audience? A lot of people, when they just started a business, they create a product and service, and then they find their customer. But I think the right way to do business is to find your dream customer. A dream customer is somebody that you can treat as friends, somebody that you're willing to serve, somebody that no matter what kind of problems they have, you're willing to come up with a product and service to help them. So once you find out the who, which you have to ask them a few questions, which is their problems, their pains, and then what is their goals and their pleasure. After understanding the two key points of pain and pleasure, you need to understand that most people make a decision to do something to move away from pain towards pleasure. General populations, which is the non-entrepreneur, 95% of the population of the world prefer to move away from pain rather than towards pleasure. But for entrepreneur, business owner, most of the time we have a bigger dreams and we're willing to take the short-term pain and move towards pleasure. So when you understand that, it's easier for you to identify them, speak to them, and also create a marketing message, which will help you in the copywriting of your, whether it's ads, brochure, or your billboard, your podcast, your video. Okay, so after that, understanding the who, now you need to find where. Where do they hang out, whether it's offline or online. Previously, there's a newspaper, now we have blog. There is radio, now we have podcast, then we have TV, now we have YouTube or Netflix, then we have networking sessions, now we have social media platform. So where do they hang out, whether it's offline and online? Now you have their target audience, which is an avatar that you want to serve. Find out where do they hang out. If they are, let's say, fitness enthusiasts, maybe they are in an open space calisthenic center, or could be in fitness center. They also could be in places like national stadiums, or they could be in place like high intensity training, or they could even hang out in an online forum about supplement and training methods or workouts routines. So that's where they hang out. My target audience is people that have run a business for 3 to 5 years, have do paid ads before, invest in marketing, don't have their own internal marketing team, most of the time outsourced to third party, the age of 30 to 45. So that is my specific target audience. I know they hang out in co-working space, but not any co-working space. It should be a co-working space that normally the price is above average, and also somebody that does not just sign up for hot desking or dedicated desk, but they have a private office in a co-working space. Because if they can afford $2,000-$3,000, then they have a cash flow that's enough to pay for my service. So after I understand where they are, now the next question is what? What do they want? What do they want? It need not be to be your service, because some people say, oh, they need my service, they need my marketing, they need photography. If you ask orthopedics, they will always say bone problem. If you ask plumber, it's always about pipe problem. You ask an oncologist, then it's always about cancer. So if they ask you and look at your customer or your prospect as a lead, then you shouldn't just think about the thing that you sell, the thing that you can make money, but really ask what kind of thing they need. So let's just say that you are selling, let's say, baby foods, okay? It's very specific. You know, its target market is a young mother which just give birth to a 1 year old. They start eating. You have your target audience. What these mothers need, which is your target audience, is not the baby because she can't afford the food. The moms needs, for example, a platform for a young mother to share about the problems. It could be a guidebook on how to multitask and do house chores while taking care of your baby. It could be what kind of workout the baby can do, some kind of interesting stuff that the mother needs. It need not need to be your service. So need to understand that. So all this, what they need, can be a video form, an e-course, a report that you can give for free. So this is what we call lead magnet. It should attract a lead. So I know there's one company in Singapore that do PR. They will give you 10 ways on how to get featured in national news channel. So whoever they download that most probably require a PR service. So and it attract the right target audience. So now you understand three things, right? Like who are they, where do they hang out, what do they need, and the last thing is how. So if I ask you to print out all your ebooks and report and go door by door to get their contacts, it's a waste of time. And you can only, you know, maybe disturb people 6 hours a day, and weekend most probably you can't get any leads. So the best way is to do it online. And of course people will say, oh, I know, use Facebook campaign lead generations. It is not wrong, but then it might cost you at least $20 to $30 to get a lead. If your targeting is specific, your good lead magnet, then it might cost you that much. If your lead magnet is terrible, your targeting is terrible, and the market is saturated, then per lead it can cost you $50 to $100. So the best way is actually not to run a lead campaign in Facebook, but actually to run, you create a video or give away the lead magnet and build a landing page or a sales page where you give away that product when they fill in the contact forms. So a very simple landing page with two pages. Hey, here's a free gift for you. Fill in your name and your email, or it could be just the name. Click the button and I will send you through your email. And the next page is thank you. If you have any question, feel free to reach out to me. And in the next 48 hours, I will call you to share with you how to maximize and how to use the lead magnet that I just give you. So that's how to do it. So just to recap, is who, where, what, and how. If you have any questions of the tools to use, of the strategy to use, feel free to comment down below. And if you think that this will benefit somebody or your friends, then feel free to share. And I'll see you on the next video.
You've been listening to the Growth Strategist Podcast, the number one marketing show in Asia for entrepreneurs who want to get their messages out into the world. If you love the Growth Strategist Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review. Until next time.